Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. It's been a great Thursday morning. Lots of great conversation, and thank you for joining in on all of the topics that we've talked about. The topic that's been going on now for the last couple of days is what started out in a social media post, SOS Prairie Rescue, talking about the update from Wynyard. So these are the cats that were rescued there in really tough living conditions, some of the toughest that the organization has ever seen. That post is actually where many of us learned about this tragic story for the first time. We've been following this situation carefully. In fact, we talked with one of the rescues that was involved. I think there was three different ones involved, the one from Wynyard this morning. These cats have had a rough go in their life, but they're on their way to being better, to getting adopted into loving homes. And that's why I wanted to do a check-in before the end of the show with the president of SOS Prairie Rescue. They were involved in this. Ashlyn Weniger is the president of that organization and joins us by phone today. Ashlyn, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for having us, Evan.
I think the question that lots of people are asking, and even this morning I had a few texts, people wanting to know, how are the cats doing that were rescued out of this home?
You know, actually, we've been really fortunate. The cats in this home are actually in fairly decent condition, considering, you know, we go into these situations quite frequently. And, you know, these ones, their body conditions are quite well and you know, minor ailments from what we can see. Of course, as time goes on and they start decompressing and start getting those health protocols, things can pop up that we don't always see on the surface. So it will take some time, but for the most part, compared to other situations, they're in pretty good shape.
What are the total number of cats that were rescued and how many of them are with your agency?
So we are up to 41 cats as of yesterday. We have about only 8 of those at the moment, and we're expecting the remaining numbers to come to us. But we've been very fortunate that SCAT Street Cat Rescue has been able to take on the majority in their foster homes.
You mentioned, Ashlyn, kind of in your first answer there, that you go in these situations quite often. I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that, but it is... sadly, this is common.
Many people don't realize, like first responders, animal organizations, all kinds of social services, we're encountering this very regularly, at least one a month. Our organization is helping with, even just before Christmas, we helped with another location and the cats were severely ill. And and I already have 3 open requests for the same type of thing that we're working on in various areas of the province. Whether through other organizations in those specific areas, from far north to the south and everywhere in between. This is not unique to any one location in Saskatchewan and even in our country.
I know you and your team at SOS Prairie Rescue work closely with veterinarians. Can you talk about what the process is from the moment you rescue the animals to the moment that they are ready for adoption? What needs to be done?
So, you know, even going in, we had the University of Saskatchewan, the Vet College on standby. Just we weren't sure what we were going to encounter with any emergencies. So if you went in on urgent care, otherwise non-urgent cases, they've already been starting to see the veterinarians. They get a full assessment, treated for all kinds of external and internal parasites, vaccinations. We address dental disease if that's the case, which we often see when these conditions are so bad. Every animal is spayed and neutered and microchipped and just set up for success as they move into their adoptive homes.
Mm-hmm. You said earlier, you talked about, sadly, you go on into these situations quite often. There's clearly for many people a mental health or mental wellness side to this as well. Do you have any thoughts of what could be done, should be done, needs to be done to hopefully prevent more of these situations from happening?
Yeah, like issues like this are so complex. And I think the answer is going to be just really more inter-agency collaboration. You know, animal welfare, we're not social services, you know, we're not animal protection. But I think there is a willingness to work together. And if somehow we can strengthen our networks, we can really start getting some answers. And I think, just that early prevention and that ongoing support in this case and in many cases that we see, it's just a continuous failure of our systems that let these people down, and then by consequence, the animals that are involved. The human-animal bond is just so closely related, and the healthcare and the wellness of both animals and humans go hand in hand.
Ashlyn Weniger is my guest, president of SOS Prairie Rescue. I know this morning when I was talking with Veronica from the Mozart Animal Sanctuary, we had a text come in after the fact saying, essentially wanting to know, what should you do if you know of a situation where animals are living in poor living conditions like this? Do you have any advice for people? What should they do? Who should they be reaching out to?
Well, ultimately, depending on the situation, it will be animal protection and RCMP, depending on your area. Animal welfare organizations are limited in what we can do. And while, like, we do work with caregivers when these agencies aren't involved, they're just to see, I think, success for both animals and humans. We just need all that support for the, like, from the multiple agencies. But yeah, animals in distress should absolutely be reported to animal protection or RCMP so that they can address as needed and maybe have the contacts to those supports that these volunteer organizations like ourselves may not have. SOS and SCAT and so many of these groups were all volunteer run and were only funded by donations by individuals and companies that believe in us. So we're limited in what we can do, but the whole animal welfare community is very eager to work with agencies and make some changes for the better for people and animals, for sure.
Anybody that is interested maybe in expressing their interest in adopting one of these cats, is your Facebook page, SOS Prairie Rescue, the place to go? How should they connect with you?
The cats won't be posted for a while, but anybody interested in adopting is welcome to pre-apply on our website or SCAT Street Cats website and just put out some interest. And as we post them, we share, their stories, and you'll be able to see these cats.
Okay, Ashlyn, thanks for what you do. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate having you.
Thanks so much.
That's Ashlyn Weniger, who is the president of SOS Prairie Rescue. You know, the situation makes me think about I've been on a number of calls for service through the years where we had situations, neighbors complaining about, in one case, the one I'm thinking of, the smell coming from the house in the yard next door. And this house, and it was a very small 650 square foot house, had dozens and dozens of dogs and cats inside, outside. Sadly, some had passed. But the one thing I'll never forget is we were there, the police, EMS was there, social services was there. I think fire might have been there. We actually had to do an entry into the roof to try and get at some of the animals that were kind of caught inside the roof. But what I won't forget is the number of people that were on scene there that were interested in adopting one of these animals. And so I know there was a steady stream of first responders, social services personnel, you name it, going to in that case, the Regina Humane Society after their shift. And of course, they were all told, fair enough, but there's a process. You just heard Ashlyn talk about that. You can't adopt them today. They have to make sure they're healthy, get them fed, get them their shots, all of these things. But there were a number of those animals that actually ended up getting adopted by the first responders who went on those calls. So anyway, happy that the outcome for most of these pets is going to be a good one once they're adopted out. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.